Good morning. Welcome to church today. So glad you can join us on this, the third Sunday in Advent, where we're celebrating God's love. I'd like to read to you from 1 John chapter 4, starting at verse 7. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world, so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. And so I'm going to light the third candle of our wreath this morning to represent God's love. Let's pray together. Dear Father, we thank you for showing us your love. Thank you for initiating that great love story that spans time, spans across the ages, from the first creation all the way through till now and into the future, the message ringing loud and clear that you love us and that you want relationship with us as life is meant to be. And so I pray this morning that we would understand your love better, that we would experience your love anew, and that we would be bold in loving others. So we ask for your Holy Spirit to be amongst us, to be whispering in our ear. We long for a greater relationship with you, Lord. And we ask for your presence with us now. In the name of Jesus, amen. Why don't we join together and sing Hark the Herald Angels.
In time, behold him come.
What a wonderful carol. Well, I'd like us to start this morning by turning to Scripture and reading the story in Luke chapter 2. So Luke chapter 2, starting from verse 1. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He travelled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognise him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Amen. So, how are your Christmas preparations going? Have you done all your shopping? Bought all your presents? Bought and wrapped all your presents, ordered the turkey, started peeling the vegetables? Have you driven round your neighbourhood to see who's got the best Christmas light display this year? That's always a fun one. Well, you might be paring back this Christmas. This year's a bit different, isn't it? Perhaps it isn't possible for you to have everyone round at Christmas like you usually would, so you're going to keep it quiet and simple. Or perhaps someone in your household has tested positive for COVID and you're all having to self-isolate. Or perhaps you're working this Christmas. Perhaps you're going to be dressed head to toe in protective equipment, trying to stay cool and calm under it all, maintaining an air of professionalism and compassion. Christmas is going to be different this year. Actually, we could say that Christmas might be a bit irrelevant this year. Maybe we should just let it pass us by. The sooner it's over, the better. Because, after all, well, think about politics in this past year. Our own national politics and politics abroad. It's all been a bit chaotic and fraught, hasn't it? A bit disorderly, a bit fragile. We've had Brexit, Donald Trump's impeachment. We've had poor relations between America and Iran. We've had Black Lives Matter protests and rioting. We've had the royal family shaken up by Prince Harry stepping down. The American election. Just goes on. You've got war still raging across the world. Refugees pouring across the borders, trying to find somewhere that will be safe, somewhere they can call home. Human trafficking is rife. Hate crimes continue. There's unemployment, redundancies, pension losses, stock market crashes, homelessness, malnutrition, starvation, mental health breakdowns. Oh, and of course that global pandemic of COVID. Maybe Christmas is just a bit out of sync with what's going on in the rest of the world. Maybe it's even a bit distasteful. Well, perhaps the froth and the glitz of Christmas is out of sync with the rest of the world. Maybe the razzmatazz of the season is in poor taste. But the real Christmas, the reason for the season, that's totally relevant and completely in sync. You see, in the midst of dark times, we still need a light. In times of chaos, we most definitely need peace and wise counsel. In our grief, in our suffering, in our isolation, we need compassion for one who'll draw near to the brokenhearted. The refugee needs understanding and strength from one who's also fled their own country. Who fulfills this criteria? Well, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9, starting at verse 1. Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali will be humbled, but there will be a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, and like warriors dividing the plunder. For you will break the yoke of their slavery, and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod, just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. The boots of the warrior and the uniforms bloodstained by war will all be burned. They will be fuel for the fire. For a child is born to us. A son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. You see, there's nothing new under the sun. This passage, which foretells the birth of Jesus Christ, was written about 700 BC, thereabouts. The world needed a saviour even then, and has done so many times since. But Jesus is timeless. Jesus is always relevant. The force of his love knows no bounds. Not even time can diminish his love for his people. God came up with a plan in which his son, Jesus Christ, stepped into history and experienced the same fundamental issues that we do. He was homeless and a refugee at times, fled to a foreign land, lived amidst a foreign culture. And when he came back to his own country, his own people rejected him, despised him even. His now human body felt pain for the first time. He experienced hunger and thirst. He knew what it was like to feel tired and for his muscles to ache. He knew what it was to work hard. He knew what it was to weep. He knew what it was to lose friends, to have to rely on others for food and shelter. And ultimately, he knew what it was to face death. If there's one thing that Christmas teaches us, it's that we are loved. God cares. He's not aloof and distant. He's for us, not against us. He got involved in history, and he wants to get involved in your story too. Those great glad tidings, they're for us today, as much as they were for the shepherds and the people of Bethlehem. They're transformational truths, setting us free from being controlled by fear and letting us live in hope within our trials and our sufferings. Is Christmas irrelevant this year? I hope not. I hope this year Christmas will have more relevance and meaning for you than at others. I hope that you discover for the first time, or perhaps rediscover, that you matter to God, that you are loved beyond measure. Now go and spread a little bit of that love around. Let's sing together. Well, let's bow our heads and pray together. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news that is for everyone." Christmas doesn't feel much like good news for those whose income has fallen this year because of redundancy, unemployment, or benefit reductions. God, help us to give gifts that cost love instead of money, not to fear the rising costs of Christmas or go into debt to pay for it. For all of us who are hard up, may the angel's message be good news. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, I'm bringing you good news that is for everyone." Christmas doesn't feel much like good news for those who are homeless or lonely, if we don't have a warm place to be or a warm welcome from those we love. God, help those of us with houses and families to open our homes and hearts to those without them, so that the angel's message may truly be good news for those who are homeless or lonely. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news that is for everyone." Christmas doesn't feel much like good news for those who have left their homes, communities, towns and countries this year, fleeing from violence, war or terror. Christmas doesn't feel much like good news if you live in a tent, out in the open air, and it will simply be a day of struggle like any other. God, bring hope into the uncertainty of life as a refugee. Help those of us who live secure lives to give what we can to those who have left everything behind, so that the angel's message may be good news for those who are refugees. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news that is for everyone." Christmas doesn't feel much like good news for those who are ill or suffering. Thank you, God, for the dedication and care of medical staff, many of whom will be at work even on Christmas Day. We know that our earthly bodies won't last forever, but we also know that you are the God of the impossible and still working miracles today. Please bring healing by medicine or miracle, so that the angel's message may be good news for those who are sick. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news that is for everyone." If Christmas is to be good news for each of us here today, we need you, God, to meet us in Jesus Christ. We need you to offer us freedom, new hope, and healing. We need to see our community transformed by this good news. Help us not to do away with the manger this Christmas, but to meet the Christ child afresh and discover what the good news of his birth means for our lives. Amen. Let's join together and sing once more, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus." Desire of every nation. To the end of our service this morning. Thank you for being with us. I pray that God has met you this morning and that you have been changed by the encounter of his love. I hope that this week that you will have a love encounter, that somebody will be expressing God's love to you in some form or another. And I pray also that you would be that expression of love to somebody else this week. Have a think and a pray about how that might happen. And just before we say goodbye, can I just remind you of a couple of things? Remember to book your place at church next week. You can do that by going onto the website or by sending me an email or by using the ABC app to reserve your seat. And also, remember to send to Ben your little Happy Christmas messages. And he's going to compile them all together so that on Christmas Day, when we're viewing our service, we can see all the lovely faces that we have missed in these past months and see faces of people whom we maybe even don't know watch these services and consider themselves part of our bigger community. That's something to look forward to, but it's only going to happen if you send the videos in. So that'll be great to have those coming in this week. So the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace. Amen. And God bless.